Did you ever wonder why you think of someone? Why they just come to your mind seemingly out of the blue, as it were? Those of us who know Father and are acquainted with His nature and ways should easily recognize that it's not some mere coincidence, but that it's a divine working in our hearts and minds. When we're immature, the Father's ways can be easily dismissed, such as apparent random thoughts, as without any further consideration. But when we grow to know Him and His methods better from the Scriptures, we know that when someone is brought to our heart and mind, it's indeed for a reason. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, that he says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." Paul used his memory of the saints as an occasion to thank God for them and to pray for them. Prayer wasn't some religious ritual or rite to Paul. It was simply his communion to the Father. We should learn to be sensitive to the Father and use the occasions of the thoughts of another on our heart and mind to be the opportunity to mention them to Dad. You know, you don't even have to stop what you're doing. You don't have to get down on the ground or in some prayer closet or in some special mode. You know, someone just comes to your mind and you just say, "Thank you, Father, for them. And I love them like you do." And maybe mention to Him what you can do for them. You know, if they continue to be on your thoughts, drop them a line. Give them a call. We all need each other greatly. And when we learn to respond to Father's use of our hearts and minds, we will be better suited to be His vessels of ministry, even in the smallest of ways, to those He brings to mind. Here's a beautiful song by Buddy Green called "Brother of Mine."
How you're dealing with today? I just thought you might need to know that I was here to love you in a brotherly way. You can tell me about your pain and tell me about your gain and tell me everything is doing fine. I just want to be your friend, 'cause buddy, you're a brother of mine. Well, I'm so glad that you called. I was just about to fall and I needed a reminder of the fact that I've been born again, and I'm free from sin, and I never ever have to go back to the time when I struggled all alone and my troubles at the time that I want to leave behind. Well, I'm so glad that you called. It tells me you're a brother of mine. Brother of mine, there's more to being friends than this old world would have us believe. There are burdens to share with a lot of love and care and time humble on our knees. But I think we both know it's the only way to grow, and we gotta learn to lay it on the line. 'Cause you're more than a friend, buddy, you're a brother of mine. Friend, you really know me well, and I'm glad you could tell that the Lord really wanted you to call. Yeah, we both know, brother, there could always be another chance. Either one of us might fall, and the next time around it gets you who's down, and it's me who's calling you to find that you really need a friend. Yeah, I'll always need you, brother of mine. Brother of mine, there's more to being friends than this old world to have us believe. There are burdens to share with a lot of love and care and time humble on our knees. We both know it's the only way to grow, and we gotta learn to lay it on the line. 'Cause you're more than a friend, buddy, you're a brother of mine. Yeah, you're more than a friend, buddy, you're a brother of mine.